Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. Thanks for downloading us. Please tell your friends about us. But most importantly, what this is the news of the week, the medical news of the week. But most importantly of that news, it is what it means to you. So women with bigger waist and hips have a higher heart attack risk. What should your waist size be? We'll tell you, and for both women and men. Daytime drowsiness increases risk of Alzheimer's in the elderly. Is it the chicken, the daytime drowsiness, or is it the egg, the Alzheimer's, that causes the daytime drowsiness? We'll tell you what this study implies and what it means for you in the way you sleep, even if you're middle-aged and not elderly. Coastal waters tied to swimmers' risk for infections. Don't swim in the ocean. Is that what they're saying? We'll tell you. And U.S. deaths from lead exposure are 10 times higher than thought. Big problem. Adding formula to breastfeeding helps newborns. And chlamydia, that is pelvic inflammatory disease when you're young, doubles the risk of ovarian cancer when you're old. What can you do about it? We also know that a VA study confirms that colonoscopies save lives in 61% of people with colon cancer. We'll talk about that as well. Let's get into the stories this week. But remember, you can always write us when you want a different guest or a new guest on. udocs@gmail.com does work. But the even better one, ageproof life, that's what you want, an ageproof life@gmail.com, ageproof life@gmail.com. It may take us a week to get to them because we get some much junk email as well as regular email, but do call us and we will get back to you. This is a story, if you will, that is... The first one, women with bigger waist and hips have a heart attack risk. We've known waist size matters. What waist size matters? Well, this was a study of almost 300,000 people followed for, almost 500,000, 479,000 people in England, Scotland, and Wales. The participants were 40 to 69 at the start, have an average age of 56. They were typically overweight, no history of heart disease. After an average follow-up of 7 years, 5,700 people had heart attacks. Who did it? It was a more than three-time risk if you had a waist greater than 37 inches and were a woman. This is just a study of 479,000 women. But the risk was more than twofold greater by the time you had a risk that was at 37 and above. So you want your waist, and how do you measure your waist? You put a tape measure around it, your belly button, you suck in and hold it in, and put it, that tape measure, it should be less than 37 inches. Clearly, the ideal is less than 32 and a half or less than half your height should be your waist. But you don't really start to age greatly, age a little bit till 37, but above 37, you age a lot. Men above 40, you age a lot. At 44, your risk is the equivalent to your having prostate cancer. At 41, women's risk is equivalent to them having breast cancer. You wouldn't leave breast cancer untreated. You shouldn't leave a large waist greater than 37 inches for a woman, greater than 39.9 inches or 40 inches and above for a man. So, large heart disease risk, also an increase in cancer risk. Daytime drowsiness, what's that story about? Well, this is actually a very interesting study because it shows that, in fact, daytime drowsiness is the cause of plaque buildup in the brain, not the result of it. It may also be the result of it. But this study was done at the Mayo Clinic. 283 people who were on average 77 had brain scans for plaque, very expensive PET scan before and after, as well as neurologic batteries of tests given by six specialists. So they had to get a clean bill of health that they did not have dementia beforehand, and their plaque, their buildup on their plaque in their brain was negative beforehand. And what happened? Who developed the plaque? It was those people who had daytime drowsiness. So if they developed daytime drowsiness or had it at the beginning, they developed plaque. This is the chicken. The chicken is the daytime drowsiness, which lays the egg of dementia. What do you do about that if you daytime drowsiness? Well, it is get a program that gets you to sleep better at night. Learn or go to a sleep specialist. Yes, it is that important. Would I go on drugs to do that? The answer is I wouldn't. But I would get a, if you will, a specialist to help me get better sleep. So that's the problem. Daytime drowsiness is bad for you. It is a problem, and it does cause, or it is associated with developing dementia. So get help with your sleep. It is, we don't pay enough attention to sleep. It's one of the big five things, along with toxins like tobacco and food choices and portion size and physical activity and stress management, that is important. Coastal waters tied to swimmers' risk of infections. These are serious infections that raise your risk of dying because they can cause plaque rupture, etc. What do you do about it? What do you do is not swim in the coastal waters. If you're on the beach and love the beach, great. But instead of swimming, go in a pool that has, if you will, pool water that's been treated with antibacterial and antiviral chlorine. Yeah, there's some risk from chlorine, but much less than the risk of infections from, if you will, coastal water swimming, according to this study. That also means, importantly, you shouldn't eat fish from the coastal water. Get them deep sea. So that salmon and ocean trout from the deep sea, that's what you want. Or from, obviously, the overage of the Alaska Salmon Run. Bears know what they're doing, getting that salmon that way. U.S. deaths from lead exposure are 10 times higher than thought. This is really important. They say maybe 400,000 people die every year because of lead contamination. And it isn't just, if you will, the lead from lead paint in hoses built before 1958, largely, although some was up to 1978. Yeah, the lead dust from that is an important thing. But we also get it from water pipes, like in, I guess, Flint, Michigan. And, if you will, the other thing I learned, you get it from those propeller airplanes, and even the small jets at regional airports have a lot of lead. So living near a regional airport increased your risk of lead contamination in the blood. What do I do? Well, maybe we should be getting a lead level in all of our patients. I don't know that, but that's what I'm going to start to do on my patients. And see whether it matters. I'll report it back. Adding formula, I only have one. I apologize. I didn't mean to get interrupted. I'll call him and someone called and I'll call him back in 5 minutes. I apologize for getting that on here. But in any case, the lead exposure, we don't have the data. We need to get the data, but I'm going to test it. I'll report back to you. Adding formula to breastfeeding may help some newborns. That is, newborns get dehydrated and can get diarrheal disease and other things, and leads to more hospitalizations, especially prematures. This study added formula to breastfeeding. That is, they didn't have exclusive breastfeeding. When the infant was hungry, they gave him a bottle in addition to breastfeeding when the breasts weren't producing enough milk. And what happened? They did much better, 18% lower rate of hospitalizations. Last study I want to get into today, chlamydia. No, I've got one more after this. But chlamydia, which is pelvic inflammatory disease, you get a, spotting. You get, if you will, a secretion that isn't normal in both men and women. But a lot of times in women, it's there's no symptoms of it other than you get a feeling of infection in your pelvis or you get pelvic pain. Well, that turns out that not only does that inflammation stay around a long time if you don't get treated for it, but it is associated with a doubling. That's not much because ovarian cancer isn't common, but it's a doubling of ovarian cancer risk. That's really a lot of trouble. Two more stories I want to get to. One is the FDA begins its push to decrease nicotine, which is the addictive component, not the harmful component, but the addictive component. I guess addiction is harmful, but it's the addictive component that makes you smoke. And it is the hydrocarbons in smoke. Hydrocarbons, actually, as we've said many times, if you want marijuana, get an edible, lock them up so the kids don't get it, but get an edible, not a smoking it, so you avoid the hazard of smoking. But nicotine is the addictive component. The FDA, thank God for Scott Gottlieb. Dr. Gottlieb is doing things that are good at the FDA, at least in my opinion, and one of them is to lower the nicotine content or to work towards lowering the nicotine content and the addiction potential of cigarettes. The last story is that a VA study, large VA study, 2 million people, looked at the people who developed colon cancer. If you had had a colonoscopy and that was the way the diagnosis was made, 61% lower death rate than those people who hadn't had a colonoscopy in this large VA study. Get your colonoscopies. March is colonoscopy month. I realize we are just past that or roughly at the end of the March period, but get your colonoscopy. If you haven't had it, one every 10 years, get a hemocult or a DNA test on your stool every year in between. Every 10 years, if you don't have a polyp, every year, if you do have a polyp, or every 5 years, if you do have a polyp taken out, depending on what your doc says. And that is the news of the week. Remember, key points, treat your waist as importantly as you would treat breast or prostate cancer. If you got daytime drowsiness, do what is necessary to get rid of it. Doesn't include going on sleeping pills, but does involve getting to a sleep specialist. Don't swim in the coast. Don't eat fish from the coast. Get deep sea fish and swim in the pool by the beach. Deaths from lead exposure, move away from the freeway, get away from regional airports, maybe get your lead level tested. For your grandchildren or your children, formula add to breast milk or add to breastfeeding may help some newborns. If you've had chlamydia, make sure it's been treated and gotten rid of. See your gynecologist and get your colonoscopy. Thanks very much. Thanks for great engineering as usual. This is 884A of the podcast, You, the Owner's Manual. Radio show, latest medical news, yes, but much more importantly, what it means for you is what we just summarized so that you can take actions to live at the top of your curve till near the end. Thanks very much for listening.